Back here on the Hiawatha Redhawks locker room chats, now joined by boys head coach Gordon Gunderson. Coach, you finished the regular season 6-14. You lost in your last game of the regular season 58-44 to Nemaha Valley last night, but you won 3 of the last 4 games to end the regular season. Would you say maybe your team is playing pretty good basketball right now to close out the regular season?
Yeah, I think we are. Last night, I thought we played an all right first half, second half. I didn't think we came out and competed real well, but a lot of that probably had to do with Nemaha Valley. They gave us some problems with their length, and they're a quality team, and when they get the lead on you and you're trying to come back, I think they were 19-20 at the foul line, so we struggled trying to get back in the game. So overall, last 3 wins out of the last 4 games, definitely pleased with that.
I know a lot of coaches talk about improvement and seeing that from their squad throughout the year. Would you say that you have saw that improvement, especially in the latter part of the season here?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of the improvement was just cutting down on our turnovers and actually shooting the ball better. And we've been shooting the ball for the most part a lot better, probably 50% or higher from inside two-point range and probably in the low 40s from three-point range. So it definitely makes a difference when the ball's going in the hole. It seems like a whole lot easier game, and I think our kids got some confidence from their shooting. So hopefully that'll continue over to Tuesday night.
I know even though you ended the regular season on a loss, as I mentioned, you won 3 of the last 4 to end the regular season. Would you still feel that that momentum that you had from those 3 wins in a row is still kind of there with the kids and the confidence is, boosted up?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about that after the game last night. I said, we can't let one bad half, bring us down for what we're trying to do in Substate. And, we played not real well the first time we went to Royal Valley, and we're going there again. So hopefully we'll take the confidence we've got over the last few games and be able to shoot the ball well in their gym. And, it's, either one and done or one and you continue playing. So I think the kids understand that, and I'm looking forward to a good couple days of practice before we go play.
You mentioned your Substate matchup there against the Royal Valley Panthers. Anything particular that you're going to emphasize with your squad in these next few practices to gear up for the postseason play?
Yeah, we're going to have to do a lot better job of attacking a zone defense. I thought Nemaha Valley took us out of a lot of things last night, and we're going to work on that. We're going to still continue working on shooting the ball from the perimeter well. And we also need to do a better job of boxing out defensively and quit giving up so many offensive rebounds. So we still got some things we need to work on, and hopefully, the boys will come in ready to practice, and we'll be able to show up Tuesday night.
Well, Coach, I know I speak for Justin and myself. It's been a pleasure following your squad throughout the year and talking basketball with you here on 103.9 KNZA, and wish you good luck in your Substate matchup coming up next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate all you guys do for us.
That was boys head coach Gordon Gunderson right there, the Hiawatha Redhawks locker room chat, sponsored by Dennis Lennon of State Farm Insurance and Valvoline Express Care.